Welcome to the Victory World Outreach Podcast. We pray this message brings encouragement and inspiration to your life.
It's God. Amen. Tonight we're going to pray in just a few minutes, but before that I want to take a couple moments and minister here on stinking thinking. How many have been there before? Or is your mind just as pure as the driven snow? Luke chapter 6, I want you to grab your Bibles and we'll look at a few passages of Scripture. The Bible has a lot to say about this subject of the mind and what the Lord is expecting out of us. If you want God's best, you can have God's best. You can have His blessing on your life, or you can have the alternative, which is the consequences of our decisions. And in Luke chapter 6 and verse 45, listen to what Jesus says. And He says, "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil." He's talking about what comes out of our lives, the fruit of our lives, what our lives produce. He says, "A good out of the good treasure of his heart," and the heart and the mind are linked here. "And an evil man," he says, "out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil, for out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks." Out of his heart. In John 7 and verse 38, it also has a reference to the heart. He says, "He that believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Out of his heart. So your heart, out of what comes out of your heart, is it produces something. And I want my life, I want something that is pure to come out of my life. I want my thoughts to be pure. I want my mind to be pure. I want the words, the things that come out of my mouth to be pure. So what kind of rivers flowing out of your life tonight? There's one primary factor that determines what flows out of your life, and it's what goes on between these ears right here. What happens in our mind? Every sin, every addiction, every lustful thought, every perversion, every crime begins first in the mind. It's where it originates. A seed is sown, there a thought is planted, and then it produces an action. You've heard that before, and Satan is a master of manipulation. He knows mind games. He knows you better than you know you. He knows what you'll bite on and what triggers certain actions in your life. And it's basically what I'm preaching tonight is thinking straight in a crooked world. Having the right thoughts. When everybody else is saying this is right and this is right, and we've got all of these other opinions and competing ideas, having the right thoughts. The thing that you give attention to, that you feed on, and that you allow to have, I don't know what the word is, the preeminence or that dominates your life, that thing will produce either something positive or something negative. I'm not just talking about having positive thinking. I'm talking about having a pure heart and a pure mind. There's a lot of people, they've got, you know, mental games and tactics and all these different things of you know, trying to make themselves think positive thoughts, but it's more than just positive thinking. It's being washed in the blood. And I can tell you there are a lot of people here, there's a lot of young people, you need your mind washed in the blood of Jesus. You need your thoughts washed. He's a manipulator. And you watch enough programming that portrays homosexual lifestyles and lesbian lifestyles and transgender lifestyles as normal, and you consume enough of that content, you begin to take on those mentalities thinking, well, it's no big deal, it's normal. It is not normal. It's not natural, it's unnatural. I saw a thing just in the last day or so, maybe you saw it, it was on the news, that 1 in 3 millennials considers themselves either a homosexual, lesbian, or transgender, something of that nature. 1 out of 3. Where did those ideas come from? They're coming from our schools. They're coming from the television programs that are on, and it's hard to even find one now that doesn't have at least one theme or character or some thread of this perversion running through it, because it is an agenda of the devil. It is a strategy of the enemy to twist the natural laws that God has put in place. Stinking thinking, or stinking thinking, leave the G off of there. And if he can get us to a place, to that place, he can persuade us